Today's chapter is on the immaterial states, that is, on formless jhanas. We are still in the realm of concentration. So this book was written on the three broad subjects, sila, morality, samadhi, concentration, and panya, wisdom. So we are still in concentration. So this chapter deals with four jhanas, four absorption of immaterial, formless states. So a person who wants to attain these immaterial states of formless jhanas must have already attained the four or five form jhanas or material jhanas. Without getting those jhanas, he will not be able to attain the immaterial states. So one who wants firstly to develop the base consisting of boundless space, sees in gross physical matter danger through the wielding of sticks, etc., because of the words. Now, in order to go to the immaterial states, or in order to attain the formless jhana, one needs to find fault with matter. So here, first, he sees danger in gross physical matter. That means he sees danger in physical body. And then he sees danger in it through the thousand afflictions beginning with eye disease and so on. So when we have this physical body, sometimes we quarrel with some other person and we come to blows, we will take up knives and we will quarrel and so on. And also this physical body is a place of many diseases, beginning with eye disease, ear disease, and so on. So thus he finds fault with the physical body. So in order to surmount that, he enters upon the fourth jhana, fourth rupa vajra form jhana, in any one of the nine kasinas, beginning with the earth kasina and omitting the limited space kasina. You know there are nine kasinas, but if you want to go on to the arupa vajra jhanas, you cannot practice limited space kasina, because that is already space. That kasina is already space, and space cannot be removed. So only nine kasinas are mentioned here, the first nine kasinas. So now, although he has already surmounted gross physical matter by means of the fourth jhana of the fine material sphere, nevertheless, he still wants also to surmount the kasina materiality, since it is the counterpart of the former. Now, when he is in the jhanas, he is said to be out of physical matters. But still, he wants to surmount the kasina materiality. Now, the fourth jhana. If he practices earth kasina meditation, then his fourth jhana takes earth kasina as object. So the fourth jhana takes earth kasina, or the sign of earth kasina, which is materiality, as object. So when he hates matter, he hates any matter, whether it is the object of the jhana or any other matter. So he also wants to surmount the kasina materiality. That is like a person who has seen a snake, or pursued by a snake, and he was afraid. And after that, even when he sees a rope or a crack in the earth, he thought it was a snake and he was afraid of that, something like that. So since he was afraid of, or since he He hates metta. He hates the kasina metta also. So he wanted to surmount that kasina metta too. And the simile given is like that a man who is pursued by this by a snake. And then the other similes are also referred to similes of the dog attacked by a boar, and that of the pisacha goblin and the timid man. Actually, it means a man who is afraid of pisachas, not a goblin and a timid man, but just a man who is afraid of ghosts, let's say. So a man who is afraid of ghosts sees something in the dark, and then he thought it was a ghost, and so he was afraid of that too, something like that. even those who have never seen a ghost in their lives are afraid of ghosts because they heard from other people about ghosts. So a person who is afraid of ghosts may be afraid of a tree stump, or even it's his own shadow. So when he thus becomes disgusted with or dispassionate towards the kasina materiality, the object of the fourth jhana, and wants to get away from it, he achieves mastery in the five ways. So he must achieve mastery in five ways mentioned in the earlier chapters. And then then emerging from the now familiar fourth jhana of the fine material sphere. So he enters into the fourth jhana, which he made very, very familiar. And then he got into the jhana, and then he emerges from it. Then he sees danger in that jhana in this way. This makes its object the materiality with which I have become disgusted, and it has joy as its near enemy. Now he finds fault with the fourth Arupa Vajra jhana. The fourth immaterial jhana, he said, this fourth material jhana makes its object the materiality with which I have become disgusted. That means he is a friend of my enemy, so I hate him too, something like that. And then it has joy as its near enemy, and it is grosser than the peaceful liberations. Peaceful liberations here means the immaterial jhanas or arupa jhanas. There is, however, no comparative grossness of factors here, as in the case of the four fine material jhanas. For the immaterial states have the same two factors as this fine material jhana. Now, in the material jhanas, one material jhana is different from the other material jhanas by the number of jhana factors, and then by the grossness or subtleness of the jhana factors. But here, all four immaterial jhanas have the same number of jhana factors, only two. All four has only two factors, so there is no difference in the number of factors with these four immaterial states. So there is no comparative grossness of jhana in these four immaterial jhanas. Now when he sees the danger in that in this way and has ended his attachment to it, he gives his attention to the base consisting of boundless space as peaceful. Then when he has spread out the kasina to the limit of the world sphere, that means he enters into the jhana, and then his fourth material jhana takes the kasina sign as an object. Then he expands this kasina sign in his mind. So he expands as much as he likes to the limit of the world sphere, or as far as he likes. And then he removes that sign because he doesn't like that sign. He doesn't want to be attached to the sign. So he removes that sign by giving his attention to the space touched by it or covered by it, and regarding that as or saying to himself, space, 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 or boundless space, boundless space, boundless space. Now, when he is removing the sign, he neither folds it up like a mat or withdraws it like a cake from a tin, I mean actually from a pan. And a cake here means flat cake. What do you call that you eat in the morning? Pancake, something like that. So when you take the pancake from the pan with some, what do you call this?
Spatula.
Spatula. I don't know their name. So not like that. It is simply that he does not advert to it, he does not pay attention to it, he does not review it. So it is when he neither adverts to it nor gives attention to it nor reviews it, but gives his attention exclusively to the space touched by it, as space, that he is said to remove the kasina. So when he wants to remove the kasina or the sign of kasina, he just stops paying attention to that sign. So when he does not pay attention to that sign disappears. So in its place there is void, there is just a space left. So that space he takes as an object for his immaterial jhana. So when the kasina is being removed, it does not roll up or roll away. It is simply that it is called removed on account of his non-attention to it, his attention being given to space. This is conceptualized as the mere space left by the removal of the kasina. So this kind of space is called space left by the removal of the kasina. Whether it is called space left by the removal of the kasina, or space touched by the kasina, or space secluded from the kasina, it is all the same. You can call it with any name you like, but it's just the same. So space left by the removal of kasina, or space touched by the kasina, or space secluded from the kasina. So the kasina sign disappears, and in its place now there is space. There is void. So the meditator takes that space, it is a conceptualized space, that space as his object of meditation. So he dwells upon it again and again. So he adverts again and again to the sign of the space left by the removal of the kasina as space, and he strikes at it with thought and applied thought. That means he pays attention to it again and again and again. As he adverts to it and again and again and strikes at it with thought and applied thought, the hindrances are suppressed, mindfulness is established, and his mind becomes concentrated and access. He cultivates that sign again and again, develops and repeatedly practices it. And then he attains the first Arupa Vajra Jhana. Now, when he attains the Arupa Vajra Jhana, there is a thought process. And the thought process is mentioned here briefly in paragraph 10, the second half of the paragraph 10. And here too, in the prior stage, there are either three or four sensual sphere impulsions associated with equanimous feeling. That means there are four javanas, four impulsions, four moments of sensual sphere consciousness, four moments. Preliminary, and then what? You remember them?
Sensual sphere or rupa?
Sensual sphere.
It's not rupa?
Not yet.
But you are not in the fifth rupa jhana.
But when he is about to get the fifth, Arupa Vajra Jhana, then there is this thought process. And in that thought process, the jhana thought moments are preceded by kama vajra thought moments. Parikama, Parikama, upachara, anuloma, and gotrabhu. Preliminary, access, adaptation, and change of lineage. These four moments preceded the Arupa Vajra, Jhana consciousness. Change of lineage.
Would you say those again?
Preliminary, access, adaptation, and change of lineage. And then next come the immaterial or arupa vajra jhana or arupa vajra consciousness. The rest is the same as in the case of the earth kasina, but there is this difference. When the immaterial sphere consciousness has arisen in this way, the monk who has been formerly looking at the kasina disc with the jhana eye finds himself looking only space because the kasina sign has disappeared. After that sign has been abruptly removed by the attention given in the preliminary work, that space. He is like a man who has plucked an opening in a covered vehicle, a sack or a pot with a piece of blue rag or with a piece of red rag of some such color as yellow, red or white, and is looking at that. And then when the rag is removed by the force of the wind or by some other agency, he finds himself looking at space. So the first arupa vajra consciousness takes space as an object, but it is not ordinary space or general space, but it is a space obtained or left after the removal of the kasina sign. Now comes the text. With the complete surmounting of perception of matter, with the disappearance of perceptions of resistance, with the non-attention to perceptions of variety, aware of unbounded space, he enters upon and dwells in the base consisting of boundless space. Now, I have not talked about base consisting of boundless space, because it is not accurate. How many perceptions do we have here? With the disappearance of, complete surmounting of perceptions of matter, one kind of perception. With the disappearance of perceptions of resistance, second kind. With non-attention to perceptions of variety, three kinds, right? So please look at the notes. The first kind of perception is called rupasanya in the Pali text. And rupasanya really means five material jhanas and their objects. It is a little complicated. The word sanya, perception, is used quite often in the sodas to represent not only sanya, but all mental states. So the word used is sanya. But what we must understand is it means all mental states. So here rupasanya, let's say. Rupasanya really means fine material jhanas and their objects. Because the material jhanas take kasina as object, right? So kasinas are matter. So perception of matter here means the five or four material jhanas. And also, by play of the word sanya, they are objects. So that is explained here. First, complete surmounting of perceptions of matter. So perceptions of matter is explained in two ways here.
Bhante, I have a question. You mentioned five material jhanas. I thought there were only four or five jhanas altogether, including the arupa jhanas.
There are eight or nine. If you take rupa vajra jhanas to be four, there are eight. Four rupa vajra jhanas and four arupa vajra jhanas. If you take rupa vajra jhanas to be five, there are nine jhanas. So, the first, when it means fine material jhanas, then it is defined as sanya of, I mean, perception of matter. Perception of matter means perception taking matter as object. And here it means jhanas. So perception here means not only sanya, but the whole jhana. Now why does this word signifies also their objects? Now here, the word is explained in another way. Taking the word sanya to mean a name, or in this book it is translated as label. So a name. Sanya can also mean a name. Now, the word rupa sanya is explained to mean something that has the name rupa. So they come to be the objects of meditation, I mean objects of jhanas. The objects of jhanas are kasinas, right? Earth kasina, water kasina, and so on. So they are also called rupa sanya, because they are all matter, and so they have the name matter. They all have the name matter, so they are called rupa sanya. So the word rupa sanya, or perception of matter, is explained in two ways here in the Visuddhimagga. The first one is sanya of rupa. The second one is something which has the name rupa. That is why in a footnote the author said this explanation depends on a play on the word sanya as the subjective perception and as the objective sign, signal, or label perceived. So actually here it means a name, which has a name rupa. And surrounding both the five material jhanas and their objects, that means he no longer pays attention to the objects of the five jhanas. If he is still paying attention to them, he will not be able to surmount them. Now he wants to surmount the five or four material jhanas. So he has to forsake all of them. Now the next is what? With the disappearance of perceptions of resistance. Now, perceptions of resistance means perception of something where there is something like a friction. Now, when you see an object, there is said to be a friction of the visible object and your eye. So these two come together. When the visible object come into the avenue of your eyes, it is said to, say, strike at your eye. So they are called, say, friction. But in the translation, it is called what? Resistance. So the Pali word is patika sanya, the second word there in the notes. And patika sanya, so there can be, or there is, resistance or friction. And where can there be friction? Friction between visible object and the eye, audible object and the ear, and the smell and nose, taste and tongue, and tactile object and the body. So there are five kinds of patika sanya. They are rupa sanya, saddha sanya, rupa means visible object, saddha sanya, sound, gandha sanya, smell, rasa sanya, taste, puddhava sanya, touch.
Is
a
chetasika resistance?
Yes.
Is contact?
Not contact. This is friction. So sanya associated with two seeing consciousness two hearing consciousness and so on, actually. So ten kinds of sanya, right? you may not understand. Now, among the 18 types of rootless consciousness, there are 10. Five pairs of two each: seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smelling consciousness, tasting consciousness, and touching consciousness. Very good. Yes. Yeah. So these are called here patika sanya. So disappearance of the perceptions of resistance, or disappearance of the perceptions of friction, means disappearance of these consciousness, these types of consciousness, seeing consciousness and so on. When you are in the jhana, they don't arise in your mind, right? When you have entered into the jhana, only jhana consciousness arises again and again and again for a long period, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, or 1 day, 2 days, and so on. So at that time, no seeing consciousness or no hearing consciousness and so on arise. So they are said to have disappeared.
For those of you who have an Abhidharma background, it's mysterious. And for those of us with it, it's only partially mysterious.
So those 10 are, these two are seeing consciousness. One is the result of bad karma, and this is the result of good karma. When you see an ugly thing, then you see with this type of consciousness. When you see a beautiful thing, a desirable object, then you see with this consciousness. So see, two seeing consciousness, two hearing, two smelling, two tasting, and two touching. So they are here called patika sanya. So sanya is perception accompanying these 10 types of consciousness. They do not arise when you are in jhana. So that is paragraph 16. Okay, let's go back a little. Paragraph 14, with the surmounting, with the fading away, and with the cessation, and then. Both because of fading away and because of cessation, either in all aspects or without exception, of these perceptions of matter reckoned as jhana, which number 15 with the 5 each of the profitable, resultant, and functional. Now these 15 are this one. 5, 5, 5.
Can you use another word besides profitable? Choose another word.
Profitable, wholesome.
Wholesome.
Wholesome result and function. And also of these things labeled matter, reckoned as objects. So labeled means which have the name as matter. And then in the footnote, the numbers are given, the numbers of the types of consciousness are given. And those numbers are according to table 2 at the end of the book. So the sequence is not the same as this chart. Number 9 to 13, 57 to 61, and 81 to 85.
So pull out the chart.
And so now we come to paragraph 16, with the disappearance of perceptions of resistance. That means with the disappearance of sanya accompanying the 10 types of consciousness just shown. Now 17. Of course, they are not to be found in one who has entered upon the first jhana, etc. either. They do not arise even when one is has entered into the first jhana. For consciousness at that time does not occur by way of the five doors. So when you are in jhana, you don't see, you don't hear, you don't smell or whatever, because you are completely in the mental walls or something like that. So they don't arise even when you are practicing, even when you are in the first jhana. Still, the mention of them here should be understood as a recommendation of this jhana for the purpose of arousing interest in it. That is, praising it, it is good. There are no perceptions of resistance in this, something like that. Just as in the case of the fourth jhana, there is mention of pleasure and pain already abandoned elsewhere. So, pain and pleasure are abandoned in the previous jhana. But in the description of the fourth jhana, they are also mentioned. And that is also to recommend the fourth jhana, that it is good. And in the case of the third path, there is mention of the false view of personality, etc., already abandoned earlier. So when describing the third person, the third enlightened person, Buddha said, with the extinction of the five lower fetters or something. But the three of those five are abandoned at the first stage of enlightenment. But they are mentioned again with regard to the third stage attainer, just to recommend or just to praise it. So in the same way, here also, although the perceptions of resistance are not arising when one is even in the first jhana, yet they are mentioned here to praise this jhana. Or alternatively, though these are also not to be found in one who has attained the fine material sphere, still their not being there is not due to their having been abandoned. For development of the fine material sphere does not lead to fading of greed for materiality, and the occurrence of those fine material jhanas is actually dependent on materiality. That means they are not there not because they are abandoned altogether. Because only through the enlightenment can these be abandoned altogether. So not that they are abandoned altogether, that they do not arise here, but they are something like pushed back or something. But this development of the immaterial does lead to fading of greed for materiality. Therefore, it is allowable to say that they are actually abandoned here, and not only to say it, but to maintain it absolutely. it is a way of forcing you to accept something like that. In fact, it is because they have not been abandoned already before this that it was said by the Blessed One that sound is a thorn to one who has the first jhana. So if they have really abandoned them, then sound could not be a thorn to the first jhana. And it is precisely because they are abandoned here that the imperturbability of the immaterial attainments and their states of peaceful liberation are mentioned. And that Alara Kalama neither saw the 500 carts that passed close by him, nor heard the sound of them while he was in an immaterial attainment. So once he was sitting in meditation, in immaterial attainment, Aruba Vajra attainment, and then 500 carts passed close to him, making noise and then putting up dust and so on. And then later on, his disciple came and asked him, did you hear the carts going by? He said, no, I didn't hear anything at all. So when this was told to Buddha, And Buddha said, which is more difficult, or which is more, amazing? A man who did not know 500 cards passed by him, or a man who did not know while there was lightning and thunder and many people were killed by lightning and he didn't know anything about that? Then the man said, the letter is more difficult and more wonderful. So Buddha said, once I was like that. So he was in a immaterial state and there was thunder and lightning and people died. And later on, a man came to him and, didn't you know anything about that? He said, no, I didn't. So you may read this in Dialogues of the Buddha, second volume, page 141. Do you have a Welsh book? The translation of the long discourses.
Right.
Welsh.
Yes, Welsh.
Welsh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So if that book, please read page 258. So when one is in immaterial state, I mean, in the Arupa Vajrayana, you will not know anything.
Even in a retreat, I mean, you don't hear the bell?
No.
Until you go out, Until you go out.
Until, yes. Before attaining into it, he makes his mind that I want to be, or let me be in this state for 1 hour, 2 hours, so on.
Up to 6 days?
Yeah, 7 days. Yeah. The next one, with non-attention to perceptions of variety. Now, perceptions of variety means perceptions that takes a variety of objects. Or perceptions that are themselves varied. So it is explained in two ways. Either to perceptions occurring with variety, that means as their domain. Sometimes the word domain is not a good word for the Pali word gojara. It is simply as their object. So they take many different objects, and so they are called perceptions of variety. Or to perceptions themselves various. That means one perception is different from the other perception. So although we are all human beings, one is different from the other. We are all individually different. So in the same way, although sanya is one, there are different sanyas. Sanya is taking visible object as object, sanya taking sound as object, and so on. So they themselves are varied. And they take various objects. That is why they are called in Pali, nanatta sanya. Perceptions of variety. So when you see the word domain in this paragraph 20. So when you see the word domain, please understand it to mean object. And then 44 kinds of perceptions are given here, about the middle of the paragraph. Secondly, because the 44 kinds of perception, that is to say 8 kinds of sense, we have profitable perception and so on, themselves have variety, have various individual essences and are dissimilar from each other. So with the complete non-attention to, non-adverting to, non-reaction to, that means non-paying attention, non-reviewing of these perceptions of variety, what is meant is that because he does not advert to them, give them attention or review them, therefore, and so on. Now, the 44 perceptions are given in detail here. But the author doesn't give the numbers of the types of consciousness in the chart at the end of the book. You want to write them down? Let me see. to say 8 kinds of sense fear profitable perception, then 12 kinds of unprofitable perception, and so on. So the number in that chart, number 1 to 8, then number 22 to 33, and then number 39 to 41, then 42 to 49, and then 55 and 56, and then 70 to 72, and 73 to 80. Now, 8 kinds of sense fear profitable perception. Sense fear profitable. Profitable means wholesome. So, 8 kinds of sense fear profitable perception. 12 kinds of unprofitable or unwholesome. The first column. 11 kinds of sense fear profitable resultant perception. Profitable resultant means resultant. 11 kinds of sense fear profitable resultant. These 8, and then these 3. 2 kinds of unprofitable resultant perception. Oh, no, the formula was these 3. And 2 kinds of unprofitable resultant, these 2. And 11 kinds of sense fear functional perception. And these 3. So altogether 44. Actually, these are 54 sense fear consciousness. So 54 minus these 10. So those are 44. So nanatta sanya, or perception of variety, means sanya accompanying these 44 types of consciousness. And 2 things should be understood. Firstly, that their absence is stated here in the 2 which is surmounting and disappearance, because the earlier perception of matter and perception of resistance do not exist even in the kind of existence produced by this jhana on rebirth, let alone when this jhana is entered upon and dwell in that existence. That means the earlier perceptions of matter and perceptions of resistance, 2 kinds of perceptions mentioned earlier, do not exist even in the kind of existence produced by this jhana. That means they do not exist in the Rupa Vajra world, Rupa Vajra Brahmas, let alone when this jhana is entered upon. So in that realm they do not exist. So they do not exist also when the jhanas are entered upon and dwelt in. And secondly, in the case of perceptions of variety, the third one, non-attention to them is said because 27 kinds of perception still exist in the kind of existence produced by this jhana. Now these 27 kinds of perceptions are existent in the Arupa Vajra realm. That's why here it didn't say surmounting, but just say non-attention. There it says surmounting, because they are not existent there. But here they are said to be given no attention, non-attention, because they are there, but they are not paid attention to. So this is a difference. And the 27, right? That is to say, 8 kinds of sense fear profitable perception. So please write them down. 1 to 8. And then 72. And 73 to 80. And 22 to 29. They are in the order given above. And 32 and 33. For when he enters upon and dwells in this jhana there too, he does so by non-attention to them also. He is not attained when he does give attention to them. So here, just paying no attention to them, not surmounting them. And here, briefly, it should be understood. So this is the very brief meaning of the words given above. So by... with the surmounting of perception of metta, what does it mean? Abandoning of all fine material sphere states is signified. So, by the words, with the surmounting of perceptions of metta, is meant that with the surmounting of fine material jhanas,